Alex Witherden. Great to have you here, mate.
Thanks for having me.
We're very pleased to have you here. And a bit of a resume before we get going. 30 games or thereabouts for the Brisbane Lions. Third in this year's Rising Star. Congratulations on that achievement. 9th, 10th in the BNF at Brisbane this year. That's a fantastic effort for a young fellow who's, what, 20?
Yep, just turned 20.
Excellent. So happy birthday for a couple of weeks ago.
Thank you.
I guess let's wind it back to where we first found you on the earth. You were a boy from Barwon Heads and played a bit of junior footy down there.
Yep. I used to live down in Wellington on a 3.5 acre block of land with my family, and we used to make the trek down to Barwon Heads to play local footy. And the reason we went there instead of Ocean Grove was they allowed me to play footy at 7. So I was playing under 10s at 7 compared to you couldn't play under 10s until 9 at Barwon Heads, at Ocean Grove, sorry. So I just wanted to play footy from that early age, and Barwon Heads gave me the opportunity, so I'm very thankful to them. And then obviously as I got a bit older, I went to school in Geelong, so I ended up playing my last 3 or 4 years for St. Joey's, just for pure convenience and the level of competition. But yeah, I owe a lot to the Barwon Heads Footy Club.
And when you got your Rising Star nomination, there's a prize associated with that that goes to your junior footy club, and that went to Barwon Heads. I believe they were pretty happy with themselves.
Yeah, they were. They were pretty happy. They spent the money on a few new footies, and they got a few footies as well. And I went down there and caught up with a lot of the little girl footballers who just love playing the game, and they got a lot of new stuff as well. So they were wrapped.
Excellent to hear. So, mate, we spoke to your dad a few weeks ago on Sports Fix, and he told us about the fact he would have preferred you to have been a motocross rider or something when you first started, but footy was in the blood early doors.
Yeah, so early days, Dad conjured up a little motorbike track on a friend's block of land, and they moved a fair bit of dirt and had jumps and a proper track, and we used to head out there most weekends, and my brothers and I used to ride the bikes around and loved it. But at the same time, we'd be riding for about 1 hour, 2 hours, and then would be bored and would be kicking the footy for the rest of the day. And I just think that was our passion from both my brothers and I from a young age. And as much as we love riding the bikes around, it didn't quite sit as well with us as footy did, and we didn't love it just as much. But still don't mind having a ride when I do get the chance.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't end up you falling off or anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. Take it easy.
I think we should do a declaration at this point, shouldn't we? The reason that you're here is in part because you love the city of Geelong, but also I'm your sponsor in terms of being your Victorian sponsor for both years that you've been playing at AFL level, and that's a great thrill for me and my family, certainly. So we spoke to Dad about the fact that you were a North Melbourne supporter, apparently, growing up. How did that come about?
Dad just followed him. Okay. He was never really into footy as a young fella, but as he got a little bit older, he, you know, through those 90s, when he sort of came into adulthood, he loved watching Wayne Carey and Glenn Archer and those sort of blokes run around. And it just happened to be that they won the flag in 96 and 99, just after he started following them. And then obviously I was born, and like most kids, you just follow in the footsteps of your old man. And I barracked for them and loved them. Until about 2 years ago when I joined Brisbane.
So you ended up at Geelong College, and I think captained the first, which is a pretty big thrill. There'd be some good footballers ahead of you that have done that. And so playing for St. Joey's and also for Geelong College at the same time.
Yeah, well, I didn't really play for St. Joey's post under-16s because I had, obviously, Falcons, Vic Country, AIS and Geelong College commitments, so it was unfortunate that I didn't get to play there more. But there was a lot of footy in those 17th and 18th years that I had to balance and juggle, and in the end I didn't get to play much at all because I broke my leg in my 18th year. So, but there's a lot going on along with year 12 and 18th birthday parties. There's a lot to balance in that final year of footy.
You must have a fair collection of jumpers sitting there in the cupboard at home somewhere with rep jumpers and all sorts of stuff as well.
Yeah, well, Mum actually got a few of them put up on my wall at home, so it's got that real, it's got that real feel of my bedroom when I come home and I see all my old footy jumpers, and a few of them are signed by old teammates and that, so I love coming home and seeing them, and just it's a nice reminder of where you came from before you got to where I am now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was obviously keeping an eye on your name coming through the draft because I was keen to support a Geelong player. Before you, I had sponsored Reece Matheson and also Nick Robinson and Tom Cutler, teammates of yours as well. by the way, the only player I've done 2 years is you. So you've got your opportunity now to pitch for a third year. But in terms of the move, there was some discussion about whether you'd even be drafted because of the leg injury. What happened with the leg injury? One of the other draftees, I believe, broke your leg.
Yeah, so Tim Tirano ended up being the number two overall pick that year. He tackled me and came down pretty hard on my leg, and it was just caught in an awkward position. It was just unfortunate, one of those unfortunate injuries, and it got caught under me, so it had my weight and his weight, and nice. I knew straight away I was in a bit of trouble. I never experienced any pain like that. It was just a sharp pain running up my whole leg, and then And then before I knew it, I was in shock and I couldn't really feel my body. Or I asked the physios if I could just try and stand up and walk, because then I'd know if it was broken or not. And obviously the first thing that goes through your head is, geez, I'm in my draft year. This is round three. Am I going to get picked up? So you have a lot of doubt initially, which is pretty scary. But I was pretty lucky that a lot of clubs reiterated to me if I did my rehab and got my body right that I'd get picked up. So that was my main focus for the rest of the year. And I was lucky enough that Brisbane drafted me in the end, and I owe them a lot for that. And they've shown a lot of faith in me. And as you mentioned earlier, I've played 30 games now, and probably early days I struggled a little bit and didn't play that well. But it's good that the faith they've instilled in me has helped me play a lot better footy, and I look forward to next season.
So and I know, you know, you're a humble young fella, and there's a little bit of understating a little bit there. I think I'm right in saying that when you were playing your ninth game, was that the one you did your hamstring in up at Brisbane? Ninth or tenth, around about there. At that point, you were the only player in the history of statistics that had 20 possessions in each of their first nine games. So you're obviously getting a fair bit of the ball. Obviously playing in defence in a side like Brisbane was at that stage was always going to have a lot more ball out there. But it must have been a bit of a surprise, I guess, that you were being talked about in those sort of terms, you know, given that you were a young fella at 18, 19 years of age.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. It was a little bit surreal because I just went from not playing footy for 12 months to playing a couple of NEFL games, and then getting injured again when I was playing there. So I was starting to lose faith in my body again. And then got back, played two or three full games, and then Fags gave me the call that I was debuting. And before you know it, you've played 9 or 10 games. And I was lucky enough that we actually came on a little bit in the second half of that season. Yeah. And I was able to get involved. I still had a lot of areas I had to work on post that debut season, but to be able to contribute a little bit was nice. And I guess I've walked away with a lot of confidence, which held me in good stead for this year. And I think I took a few more steps forward this year. And,
Absolutely, and
now we build on that, not just myself, but collectively heading into season 2019, because I reckon it's pretty exciting for all Lions fans.
Absolutely, it's exciting. So we find ourselves back in November 2016, and you're sitting somewhere, presumably at the draft or at home, and suddenly the name Brisbane Lions is called out. What goes through your head when you've never been to Brisbane?
I didn't really know. I was obviously excited about getting drafted, but Brisbane had a pretty tough year that year, and it seemed from the outside that everyone wanted to leave. So, and that's where you can read into everything way too much, because as soon as I got there, obviously there was a bit of a cultural change with, you know, Nobes and Fags and those guys coming in, but everyone was just such good mates up there and such a tight-knit group, and we still are. And as soon as I got there, you start to feel welcome and be one of the boys, and after the probably first 4 or 5 months, you sort of start to fall in love with the place and the people around there. And it's just such a great footy club. And we got so many legends of the footy club as well, which I think really adds to the culture. You see Lynchy or Brownie or Blackie around the club a fair bit. And these guys are legends of the competition, not just the Brisbane Lions footy club. And it's pretty awesome to have them around, you know, on a consistent basis. And having never been to Brisbane, I, like many of the draftees, thought it was just full of beaches and a lot like Gold Coast, but we have to drive about an hour to get to the beach from there. It's similar to living in Melbourne and heading down to the coast, but I really like it, and it's a very casual, nice, warm lifestyle up there. And I think it can really lengthen your career in a way, because you're not under constant scrutiny and stress as some of the Melbourne clubs are, and the weather to train in and stuff is a lot a lot easier to get up for each day.
Absolutely. Now, there's a lady that I've met on a couple of occasions who I think might have been a bit disappointed when she found out her son was heading north. How did she cope with the change and moving 2,000 k's north?
Yeah, Mum was a little bit she was excited, obviously, but she was just coming to terms with losing her eldest son from the homestead. She would have liked it to be in Melbourne originally, but I think she's now grateful as well that I've gone to Brisbane. It's such a good club with such good people, and she likes coming up now for a holiday. And I think the best thing for a young kid is to get away from all your mates and your school friends. And as good as it is to see them all the time, they've got different priorities. Sorry,
yeah.
They're at uni and they've got no real responsibility.
Yeah.
So it's probably good to just be surrounded by people with the same goal and same challenges and program that you have. And I think now that a lot of my close mates are up at Brisbane, we're all sort of striving for the same thing. So you make the same sacrifices and invest in the same thing. And I think Mum likes that aspect as well.
She gets that component of it.
Yeah, she gets that component. And it's worked out for the best, and she's happy that I'm up in Brisbane as well. She loves a lot of the parents and kids as well.
Yeah, because that's a really important part of it, isn't it? It's a real parental community. I saw you guys down at Cadinia Park a few weeks ago when, you know, Eric Hipwood came over and treated her like it was his mum. You know, everyone knows each other really, really well. Now, this is obviously a bit self-indulgent on my part, you know, bringing a Brisbane player to have a chat on a Geelong Bay station. So we look at the Brisbane side and we see names like Gardner, Taylor, Christensen, Walker, Witherden. There's a bit of a common theme. There's a young fella came and played a couple of games this year too. Someone called Luke Hodge, I think his name. Every one of those guys played footy for the Geelong Falcons. Then you add in Hugh McCluggage, you add in Jared Berry, Cedric Cox, who played for the Western Victorian Rebels. It's a real regional Victorian component to the group up there. Is that, do you reckon that's a deliberate ploy?
Yeah, you left out Reece Matheson as
well. Yeah, Matho too. Yeah. I've already mentioned him. Yeah, Matho as well. You were ticking him off, I noticed.
Yeah, there is definitely a regional Victoria feel.
Sam Skinner, another one?
Sam Skinner, yeah. It's probably made it a lot easier because we go up there and we're all from very similar backgrounds and you bond really quickly. And a lot of us played Vic, like there's probably 10 of us that were around that Vic Country sort of squad 17, 18 year that we all knew each other before we were
Hodgie
up there.
Hodgie wasn't, I suspect.
Hodgie wasn't, no.
his grandchildren were, but
yeah,
not him, yeah.
Not Hodgie, but...
Good afternoon, Luke.
Yeah, and that made it a lot easier moving up there. And it is a bit of a deliberate ploy from the recruiting managers, I think. But at the same time, they've always picked the best player. And I guess if they're choosing between two, maybe they'll go a certain way. But it definitely has helped us build a culture and a group that wants to stay up in Brisbane.
Yeah,
as well.
Absolutely. So we spoke of the young fella, Luke Hodge. And I spoke to your dad about this the other day. You and I have had a chat off air about it. The impact that he's made on the club is well documented. But let's talk about the impact he's had on Alex Witherden. Speaking of which, that's who we're speaking with, by the way, because you just joined us. It's Alex Witherden from the Brisbane Lions, a local Geelong boy. The impact that Luke's had on your career so far.
Yeah, he's had a huge impact on my career, probably bigger than nearly anyone else in the last, 2 years. As soon as he got to the club, he basically challenged me to be better in all aspects, whether that be by 1-2%. Training, he makes sure you get the best out of it, each and every session. So just, he's so competitive. If you beat him in a drill, he won't cop it, and he'll make sure he gets you the next drill. He's lifted the whole training standard of the whole group, to be honest. If he doesn't think a drill's done to the appropriate standard, he'll make us do it again.
Yeah.
Or he'll get us in after training and be like, all right, let's do that again.
Yeah.
He looks at so much vision. I've sort of referred to him in the past as a bit of a footy nerd because he just loves it so much, but that's what works for him, and I feel like it works for me as well, just watching vision and understanding game trends and just picking up on little things that, hold you in good stead coming into a game, like just little triggers that help you realise what state the game's in or what you need to do, etc. Diet, all those sort of things. He's just good at challenging everyone to get the best out of themselves, and I think that's rubbing off on me a little bit, and I'm starting to challenge others and also accept challenges to be better as well. And I think that's something Hodgie's brought to the group and we've all invested in and taken on board, that to get better we need to challenge each other regularly, and it's becoming a pretty professional environment in the fact that each and every day someone's trying to help you get better different aspect.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a photo that's been circulating around Twitter where Luke is actually on the bench looking at some vision and then going back out to talk to you guys. Having someone on the ground, we all make mistakes on the ground. You've made an error. Luke comes across and says, mate, I wouldn't do it that way. Surely that's better than finding out about it on Monday afternoon when done and dusted.
Absolutely. That's the best thing about having him out there. You're learning on the spot, on the ground. And instead of making the same mistake two or three times during a game, you learn and get the feedback straight away and you can clean it up from there. And that's on the spot learning, and that's the best sort of learning you can get. And the coaches are good as well, because as soon as you come off, they'll call you and say, what did you do? Blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
The coaches also, as you saw, Luke was watching vision, but we've got access to vision that they'll send down for us to watch as well. So we're pretty good at on the spot feedback and learning on the job as well, because I think it's important that you learn in the moment and see what you've done and improve on it straight away.
Absolutely. Well, there's a lot of the stuff that we could sit here and talk all afternoon, but I know you've got to be going somewhere, and so do I. But let's talk about Alex, the Geelong resident.
Yep.
So Eric Hipwood, we know you're good mates with him. He comes down to visit. He stayed down here, I think, at your place when you played at Geelong.
Yep.
So suppose Eric says to you, righto, mate, we're going out for a day in Geelong. Where are you going to take him? What are the things that you would like to use as, if you will, tourist points for that opportunity?
He's actually coming down next week.
Is he? Oh, we'll get him on sport. No, he won't do that to him.
Well, it depends on the weather. If the weather's nice and it's summer, then you're probably heading down to Point Lonsdale or Barwon Heads and going for a swim down at the beach and getting an ice cream or something like that. Current weather, geez, there's not a lot to do in the current weather. what we will be doing is we're heading to the Inn Hotel next Thursday.
Folks. Yep.
So I think Corey Enright's got shares in that.
I think he has, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a pretty good place to have a beer and catch up with a few mates. I don't know, just float around Geelong and do different things, catch up with different people. I find there's not a lot to do in Geelong come winter, but it's the people that really make town, and it's just filled with such good people, and that's why I love coming back and catching up with everyone, and such a good footy town as well.
Absolutely.
A lot of the community is built around that football environment, and it's pretty special.
We were in town the day that Geelong lost, and it wasn't a good place to be. You probably weren't around at that stage.
I wasn't around, but I've been around in the past, and geez, Geelong, the city, the town, really rides the wave of the Geelong football
Absolutely.
Team.
Yeah. And so your favourite eatery in town, if you're ducking out for a bite to eat, where do you go?
Parker Steakhouse.
Nice.
So treat myself there. It's a nice steakhouse it's probably the first real steakhouse that we ever went to as a family, and try and get back there every time I'm home.
And I'm up in Brisbane. Where are you going to take me for a beer? Where's the obvious drinking spot? Obviously not on match day, you understand, during the downtime. Where do you head for a beer in Brisbane?
Somewhere in the valley. There's a new place called X Cargo. It's like old shipping containers. It's like a industrial modernized sort of feel. It's pretty good, so you head there for a beer, or our local pub around the corner, the Combsley, does a good steak. So
nice.
Unfortunately, we don't get to have a beer too often, but when we do, it's
that's a good spot
good
to be.
Let your hair down.
And growing up, who was the footballer that you idolised the most?
When I was really young, probably Glenn Archer. Love watching him play. Just his courage and attack on the ball. And then I love Brent Harvey post that. Just his class and his skill and his ability to do things that others couldn't always stood out to me.
And we're getting close to our time, so I'll just ask you one last question. This is self-indulgent. Obviously, as an old Fitzroy supporter, you carry the number of a couple of pretty famous Fitzroy players, certainly, in Gary Wilson and Ross Lyon. Most people don't remember that he played for Fitzroy all those years ago. In fact, played for the Bears as well. How much of that is drilled into you? When you give him the 29... How important is it that you understand the likes of the Gary Wilsons and the Ross Lyons and the tradition of the number of a club like that?
Absolutely. You sort of pay your respects to those blokes. I've met Gary Wilson previously last year. I think it was my second game at Etihad Stadium. It was pretty cool to meet him, because the fans make sure... I didn't know who he was before I got to the Lyons, but I do now. And he was a legend of the game. The fans love talking about him, and whenever I'll play a decent game, they'll always refer to me as Gary. Yeah. So, but yeah, it is, it's a part of the club, and I touched on it earlier, that history of the footy club that really makes it. And Brisbane has such a proud history through the Fitzroy days, the Bears days, and now the Lions. And we've got plenty of past legends that I think's, you know, really special. And some other clubs probably don't have the same history that we do. Mm. And they're probably missing out on having such legends of the game around.
Well, down here in G-Town, we are very, very proud of everything you're doing. Obviously, I'm a little bit more proud of what you're achieving. Third in the Rising Star says you are going to be a superstar of the game. I think we're already seeing elements of that already. Thanks for coming into the studios in your time off. I know this is your holidays and you didn't have to do this, so I certainly appreciate it, as do the listeners. And we wish you all the very best for the off-season. And get out there and get that premiership organised, will you, for us, mate? We're desperately trying to get hold of one up there in Brisbane.
Absolutely. Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Thanks. There he is, Alex Witherden, here on 94.7 The Pulse.